The targeted farm chemicals, which will be banned for 2 years starting this December 1st, belong to a class of insecticides called neonicotinoids. They're a type of insect nerve agent that has been widely used for more than a decade. Although the chemicals manufacturers say field tests have shown the pesticides pose no threat to bees, a recent British honeybee field study found evidence to the contrary, and that was enough to convince 15 of the 27 EU member governments and the Executive European Commission to support a ban. Adam Van Bergen is an ecologist with the Center for Ecology and Hydrology in Britain. He says some of the evidence against neonicotinoids is debatable, but much of it is troubling.
There were abundant laboratory studies that were showing some worrying signs. It's fair to say that the evidence wasn't as strong in the field, but then it's much more complicated to demonstrate cause and effect in field situations.
Van Bergen says in the absence of any systematic monitoring, it will be hard to determine the impact of the ban and whether it can reverse the decline in pollinator populations. He directed a study released last week by the Insect Pollinators Initiative of the United Kingdom that compiled years of research on threats to pollinating insects. It found that a suite of factors is responsible for the decline, including not just pesticides, but also habitat loss, climate change, spread of disease, and alien species.
I guess my concern about the neonicotinoid issue is that to an extent it may distract attention from the bigger picture. So we really do need to try and manage our landscapes much more sympathetically towards biodiversity, and pesticides are a part of that without question. But I'm a little bit worried that people may go away thinking that a moratorium such as this is going to solve the issue.
Van Bergen hopes the EU moves forward with new research on how farmers can employ pest control techniques less reliant on toxic chemicals.
But also we should be exploring alternatives, if you like, to better manage pests in agricultural systems. And that may well include integrated pest management strategies where pesticides are a judicious sort of last resort to outbreaks of pests, and they're not used in a sort of prophylactic way.
Van Bergen adds that the fate of the bees and other threatened insect pollinators, such as butterflies, wasps, flies, and beetles, is a matter of food security, not only in Europe, but around the world. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.